Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustling Shine in the Morning.
Hey, shut up, Brian.
Duh. Kansas City, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning. Wake up, Kansas City. Time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brown and Kruger studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 45. Currently, it is 40 with mostly cloudy skies down 40 Highway and Blue Ridge.
Hi, D.
How you feeling on this National Nothing Day?
My ass is worn out, so this is perfect for me. I need to sat down. I'm doing that today.
Mm-hmm. That's what it's for. National Nothing Day is literally to do absolutely nothing.
And this is Forget About It Friday. D, what we got with TMG?
Well, Dr. Ayan LaVanzant tells us how long you should wait before dating again after a breakup. And Martin Lawrence speaks on his jokes with Tashina Arnold. And don't forget, we kicking off MLK weekend, too.
Girl, what's going on?
That's right, man. It's going down, man. Hustle and Shine in the Morning only on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jams.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Every person is flawed in various ways. Every person makes choices that later become regrets. Remind yourself of that before casting harsh judgments on others. Remind yourself of that before making any harsh judgments about yourself. By all means, expect the best of your own behavior and of the people around you. Yet, be prepared to temper those expectations with a generous amount of tolerance and understanding. People can and do change for the better, and that's usually the result of encouragement rather than rebuke. Truthfully call out wrongs when you see them. Do it with an eye towards seeking improvement instead of retribution. Every flawed person is also beautiful, each in his or her own special way. Recognize the beauty, appeal to the truth, and bring goodness to life despite the inherent challenges. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:23 on your time. It's a high of 45. Currently, it is 39 fair skies at Raytown South. Singer LaToya Luckett is reflecting on when one of her exes asked her to leave her career behind.
I've actually had a man tell me that I needed to let go of my career. I would prefer you to just kind of be with me. And I don't even know if... He said I would take care of you in the conversation.
Oh, hell no.
Just be with me.
And I was like one of the people that didn't hear that.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm sorry, come again? I think I left.
Right after that?
Right after
that. Yeah. Wow.
We were no longer.
That's giving bum. It
would,
is.
Would you ever sacrifice love or sacrifice your dreams for love?
I need you to give me a scenario.
Well, I mean, of course, just take yourself out of whatever. You
if
know,
I'm
of course,
if I'm in LaToya Luckett shoes and a lady offer, like, let's say I love my wife Naomi and I'm married.
Yeah, so we're talking completely hypothetical. Yeah, we're both taking ourselves out of whatever we
let
had,
me
you
say
know,
that
whatever's
first.
Current. So, and just saying, would you?
So if a young had, lady, if like, I was 30 year old Brian and a young lady yes. offer me some money to be like,
or not
be,
even just money, maybe she's just. Getting an offer to go to LA.
And I'm going to be a stay-at-home
like,
daddy?
You could do whatever you want to when you get to LA, but she's just like, I want you to come with me. would you?
But I'm gonna be able to do what I want. I don't have to work.
That's part of the bargain.
Oh, baby, I'm in.
This is all I got. Don't take my baby, okay?
Oh, I'm in there, baby.
Buzz, come on. He throwing something on the grill. What you need?
You ain't lying.
What? The grill? Look, dinner will be cooked. The house will be clean. The kids will be taken care of.
Be shining apron on.
I bet a lot of people saying he ain't lying.
I might be naked under that too. You never know. Just waiting on for your afternoon delight. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I think a lot of people think that sounds like a good idea, but depending on who you are.
But the thing that she said, D, she said he didn't mention not taking care of you. What we gonna do then? Who gonna work? Who gonna make the money to do what we need to do? Are we serious?
Bummy and bummer. Couch surfing.
Yikes.
Other news, Barton Lawrence is responding to Ari Lennox's colorism. We've talked about this a couple different times. Tashina Arnold, who played Pam on Martin, even spoke about it when it came to jokes being specifically against her skin tone.
They were jokes, and you know, that's the way black people, that's the way we joke, you know. We go hard. Me and Tashina were just having a lot of fun, and we were just keeping it real, and I was just keeping it real, and so that's why we got a lot of laughs out of it.
And I got so many thoughts about this. I just, Ari Lennox is being so sensitive with this.
And I can't agree with that. Go ahead, and I'll say why.
I get what she's saying and what she's doing, but fam, like Martin said, I feel like we're losing recipes with this because that's how we joke.
He didn't say all that.
Yes, that's how I feel. I feel like we're losing recipes, but he said that's how black people joke, and it is, whether it's your family, whether it's your cousins, your close friends, or whatever. That's just, and maybe I'm saying she's sensitive because my skin is extremely thick with this because of what I went through in school and what in my life being called fat and light skinned my whole life. So I done got all the potato salad jokes and all the fat jokes that you can ever imagine, plus more.
Yeah.
So my skin is a little thick with this, and I'm always going to feel different with Ari Lennox. But I just feel like, and then you take a look at Martin, they were in their 20s, dog. Ari Lennox is in her 30s. You're not going to look the same, have the same point of view as they did when they were making those jokes back then. And it's Fox, that was Fox Network TV at 7 o'clock at night where everybody could see, where families were watching. So it's like, I just wish she wasn't so sensitive about this. But I understand the colorism thing and where she's going.
I think this is where I say two things can be always true. Whereas, did it sound like it was malicious intent with Martin and Gina? Absolutely not, because we hear the both of their perspectives, and they're both saying it was not malicious, it was not rooted in X, Y, and Z. But on the same end, have we not seen TV or just a lot of things where it is typically a dark-skinned person playing this role, the light-skinned person getting the good role? We have. So that's why I feel like two things can be true, whereas our jokes are off stereotypes. So that is catering to colorism or catering to everything else. So I get what you're saying.
I get what you're saying too, man.
Yeah. Wanda, stand up. This is Tez Carter. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. And don't forget to slam that Z.
It's disappointing.
I'm not worried about it.
A lot of the higher up government stuff, we really don't have a lot of control over personally.
My concerns probably would be more from protesters that might come as a result of it.
I want them to put themselves in our shoes, realize that we're not taking away anything from them.
I don't have any felony records, but by my skin color, I'm a felony. And that's what scares me.
Those are some of the voices of South KC and Belton. As the residents' voice, mixed reactions to last night and the possible establishment of an ICE detention center at a warehouse in the Jackson-Cass County line, D. And these concerns became more concrete yesterday when ICE agents and the Department of Homeland Security officials were spotted touring an empty warehouse near the intersection of East 149th Street and Botts Road. It's right off I-49. As you go south on 71, turns into Belton, you'll see it on your left as you go south. And so even Jackson County Legislature Chairman Manny R. Baca, he confirmed that federal officials were conducting tours of the facility, as they were telling him that they were looking to open an ICE facility with regional impact. And then he posted a video of them running up on him.
Where's your badges? I'm sorry, did you see this? I'm sorry. Do I have jurisdiction here? Go ahead, call them. Call PD. Please, call them. You want me to call them?
So, yeah, it went on, and they, you know, he was in his car. Mm-hmm. He didn't roll the window down or anything like that. He talked to him through the glass. Mm-hmm. But this is what's going on in our community, y'all, right here in Kansas City. And to be honest, D, it just, I don't want to say it scares me. I can't think of another word right now. Mm-hmm. But it's just, it's a different reality that we living in right now to know that it's these things are happening among us.
Yeah, and I know this is, when I heard the word detention center, it just started to make me go down a road of history. And
yeah.
It sounds like in certain forms, history is repeating itself. So, very unfortunate to hear. We're going to keep you up to speed on everything you need to know about this whole situation as it develops.
Yo, what up? This your boy, Little Ronnie. I wake up with Hustle and Shine on the Hot 103 Jams, baby. Let's go.
Now, usually, you know, today would be a Red Friday on a normal Chiefs season, and we would be getting prepared to play in the divisional round in the playoffs at Arrowhead Stadium. But it is what it is. Y'all know what happened during the season. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes, he had some comments about his recently repaired torn ACL as he made his first remarks since he was injured against the Chargers.
First off, rehab's going great so far, you know, just hitting all the checkpoints that the doctor wants you to do and getting the strength and the range of mobility back. So that's been going great. Been doing all of it here in Kansas City so far. And Julie has been crushing it, pushing me. And the doctor kind of gives you like goals to get to, and I just try to maximize those. And they hold me back because I always want to go a little bit further. So it's been going great. I mean, obviously, I think the long term, I want to be ready for week one. The doctor said that I could be, but I can't predict what's going to happen throughout the process. But that's my goal. And so I'll try to prepare myself to be ready to play in that week one and have no restrictions. You know, you want to be out there healthy and giving us the best chance to win. And so obviously, hopefully be able to do some stuff in OTAs and get to training camp and hopefully be able to do a lot there. So I'm excited for the process. It's a long process, but I'm excited for it.
That's yeah, good. Man. Yeah, I just hope that he's a competitor.
Yeah.
And he wants to get out on that field. I just hope that it's not a situation where he's rushed and
hopefully he's not rushing himself. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I think he would rush himself more than other people would rush him.
Yeah.
If we being honest.
Yeah, so Patrick, we miss you, dog. We still ride behind you, even though everybody got their little comments and stuff right now.
He'll be back.
We just taking notes. Yeah. And in 26, 27, Chiefs will be right back at it.
And give that boy a team that he can win with, and we'll be all good.
Yeah, give him that Jalen Hurts team.
Well, that didn't go so well. That didn't age well.
It's because of Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I get that.
Hey, yo, what up? It's when your boy Jay White did it. And guess what, man? I wake up to Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Hey, shout out to all the cousins that's tapping that Hot 103 mm-hmm. Jams app and making Hustle and Shine in the morning a part of your daily morning routine. We love and appreciate you so much, cousin, for real, because we know and we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Rich Harris, Marcus Turn, Brandon Blake, and Stacey
Let's
Davis.
Get to it, D.
You already know those are our major cousins that always tap in each and every day. We appreciate you all so much. And then we also got some extra love on the text line that was sent over from Carmen Nard. Sunday is her birthday. So happy birthday to the Capricorn. Chase, Khalees, Jessica Kirkwood from Chef Taco. Also a happy birthday to Armani. Celebrating a 9th birthday. So happy B-Day. Run the pockets of your family members. Like I say all the time. And then on Facebook, we've been seeing a lot of positive comments to from some of our cousins. So we want to send you some love. Shout out to Terica Taylor, uh-huh. Spicy D, Alexis Thompson, Kamaya Newton, Arion Smith, Shay Lyric, Malia, Nicole, Destiny Hoskins, Michaela Lene. That was just a few of our cousins that we've been seeing on Facebook that's been sending some positive energy.
We love y'all, man.
We appreciate y'all.
I would never be mad enough to hate on a 1-year-old's birthday. I'll say that, D.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, we're going to leave it at that. And then also, I want to say thank you to the staff at 1587 Prime. I went last night.
Look at you. Somebody got paid. Okay. Okay, paycheck. Okay.
It was a nice little date night. Yeah. A surprise date night. You
dropping
know?
Them big dollars. Okay.
Shout out to Chef Daniel and Ray and everyone else.
You know the chef by name? All right. Look at that.
All right,
boy.
Here he go.
Oh, boy. Well,
I think we would call this you being boozy.
Making that real money.
No,
just
no comment.
Jealous.
$40.
Where you get all this bread from? Okay. Boy, I ain't got 1587 all Prime right. money.
Pay that man his money.
Them steak frites, fire. Mashed potatoes.
I need that money.
I'm telling you right now, the mashed potatoes at 1587, well worth it.
You been in a bind, Deanna?
No, I've not been calling Nate.
I need that money.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
726, high of 41, currently 37, clear skies at Lincoln Prep. Dr. Ayala Vincent stepped into the Shade Room Live and gave her advice on dating, including how long she thinks someone should wait before they get a new boo after a breakup.
I think you should give yourself at least 9 months. You know, it takes 9 months to bring forth a new life. Take that 9 month gestation period to clean yourself, to purify yourself, bust the windows out the car, all of that out your blood. And then you can come back and begin to recreate what it is that you desire. So I say 9 months.
That's right. Bust it open. Bust the windows out of the car.
Right. Clarify that, please.
This is a mess.
My bad.
Jumping off the porch just because it's Friday. Whoa.
It's forget about a Friday.
It is.
I mean, what?
Yeah, timing does matter. And timing also matters when it comes to A$AP Rocky. During a sit down with the New York Times, he actually speaks about him and Rihanna.
A woman will change your whole life, especially if it's a companion. Before I had my children, it was like being with my girl took a blindfold off. As soon as you get with a girl, she'll tell you, like, that's not your friend. That's your friend now.
And to be clear, you didn't just get with any girl.
I know. I got with a very special woman. I'm thankful that, you know, she was put in my life at that time, because I think any time prior to that, you know, I don't think I was ready for something like that.
The men been having some nice come-ups lately. Like when I think of A$AP Rocky, you done bagged Rihanna. And then Travis Kelce, you done bagged T-Swift. And them bills be paid, I already know.
I know mine's would.
That's how that
I put in that work.
Them ribs on the grill. When I get home.
Oh, from earlier? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying, that's what, yeah.
You know, you know what, that's our song right there, Housekeeper.
What song?
In the morning,
I get that
Men of
Vision.
Men of Vision. Look at D. Look at D with the. She know the two step.
It's
classics.
In Serato.
Look at that. Look at it's in your Serato fam.
It is.
Oh, let's run it. Come on. Hey, this is my attitude.
Come on. Go ahead, two step with us, cousins.
Get ready for work. Come on. Let me be a housekeeper, girl. Oh yeah.
I ain't got nothing under
this apron, baby.
Okay.
I'll helicopter you.
That is sick. That is Michael.
Yo, this would be the one them called Tech Nine. And when I'm at home, I'm up hustling and shining in the morning, baby, on Hot 103 Jams.
Monday marks the a day of service. And shout out to all the AKAs and the AKA service day going down January 19th. And in the building, representing the AKAs, the lovely ladies of the AKAs, we got Miss Diamond Bronson in the building. How you doing?
I'm good. Good morning, Kansas City. Good morning, Hustle and Shine. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Absolutely. Now, of course, this day of service, there are a couple of different things happening. Could you tell our cousins out there what's going on?
Yes, ma'am. Hey, cousins. Okay, so on Monday, January 19th, 2026, we will be celebrating the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. birthday at two different locations. One, we'll start off on the Kansas City, Kansas side, and then we're going to hop the line. I like being, you know, a city right
places.
On that state line
that.
So we can get in Kansas and Missouri. Mm-hmm. So we start off at Mount Carmel Church in the morning at 9 o'clock with our donation drive, where we are feeding our young children with a Childhood Hunger Initiative Power Pack Project. Mm-hmm. Then we have some grab-and-go bags that we are packing for the unhoused. Then we're going to have an AARP Caregivers Lounge, a couple of workshops, Then we are giving out our inaugural Dream Builder Award to a community member that embodies the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Then after that, we're going to hop the state line, go over to the Juke House, do a little line dancing, and have a canned food drive with Senator Barbara Ann Washington.
I love that. Where them fans at? And drop off some canned goods while you're at it.
What's the, can you briefly just, we know Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was an alpha, and we know the relationship that AKAs and alphas have, but can you kind of like go into the history between the AKAs and why the day of service is important to you all?
So with us, giving back is our credo. Our motto is being of service to all mankind. What Alpha Kappa Alpha does is when we give out back out to the community, we want to make sure that the community feels the service that we provide. So we're going to go out to those underserved communities. Mm-hmm. We're going to seek out opportunities to be of service to those who may not be as fortunate as us. And so our connection to Dr. Martin Luther King, as you know, King has a house that the AKAs made sure we were part of that when that house was purchased. Mm-hmm. And having Coretta Scott King also as our sorority sister, we could not let this day go by without paying homage to him and giving back on his day. So our international president, Miss Danette Anthony Reed, said, we're going to get all of our AKA chapters. When you're in a community and have four or five chapters, Kansas City has five chapters, we're going to get all five of those chapters together to do one service project, and it's going to be on King's birthday.
I love that. Yeah.
Like Julie likes to say, it's a day on, not a day off.
Definitely a day on, not a day off.
Okay.
If you're off work, please come on over to Mount Carmel and give service back to the community.
Before we let the cousins know and remind them who weren't listening before of what's actually happening at Mount Carmel and the Kansas City Juke House, I had a couple questions for you that I got to ask you, because I feel like it's a lot of misconceptions about, of course, our D9 out there, especially just people just don't know. And so I got to ask you, when people think they know AKAs, what do they normally get wrong?
They normally get wrong, one, that you have to have a specific appearance to be an Alpha Kappa Alpha woman. And they think we have, you know, light skin, long hair, and all that. But an Alpha Kappa Alpha woman is woman of class. And your appearance is really what's in your heart and your soul. So we don't look on the outside. We look at what's in your heart. If you want to give back to service, come see us.
You gonna get some emails after that one. Well, we are one day of service that is happening. Could you remind the cousins of what time and where?
Yes, Mount Carmel Church in Kansas City, Kansas. The address is 2025 North 12th Street. We will be there from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then we will go over to the Kansas City Juke House at 1700 East 18th Street. And don't forget, 18th and Vine is a pedestrian way now. And that will be from 4 to 6 p.m.
I love that. So make sure we also have that flyer posted on the Hot 103 Jams Facebook page and the Instagram page if you want to check it out and actually see those details. It's laid out for you. A day on, not a day off. When you're getting ready for your MLK day, you know who you need to be with, and it's the AKAs is going down. Thank you so much, Diamond, for being here. We appreciate you.
All right, thank you for having me. Y'all have a good day.
Busy Bent Man, 816 day. We on Hustling Shop.
You know what time it is. It's that time for us to go ahead and get in the booth one time. Hold on, let's get that music queued up. Ooh, ooh. So if you are just now tuning in to Hustling Shot in the morning, this is the part where me and Big Homie, we do a little freestyle and let you know what's going on over the weekend. So I need you to make sure while you bopping left to right, you keep your hands on your steering wheel. If you want to do that little dance, do it. Just make sure you don't speed up and get a ticket from KCPD. Get up and get out. It's a Friday. Check or deposit. You just got paid. Hustle shine in the morning always. MLK weekend. You better serve Monday. No, I'm serious. You better serve. It's a day on, not a day off. It's a lot of things that's going on this weekend where you might be able to find Hustle and Shine will be Aura. Tonight, I'll be DJing 10 p.m. Capricorns. We're celebrating you, and Aquarius season is loading. So we getting y'all ready, too. And, of course, this is the way I'm kicking off my MLK weekend is by DJing tonight, 10 p.m. at Aura. And then on tomorrow, the big homie Brian B. Shining, he's bringing his R&B shining flavor back to In Good Company. That's going down once again Saturday, 9 p.m. You was there last time. It was cracking. And the vibes and the music was amazing, because who else has a DJ set up and also has live music? The Big Homie, R&B Shiny, going down. And then, like we mentioned, make sure you serve if you have the ability to. Whatever you do, just do something for your community. AKA Service Day. We talked about it earlier. We had Miss Diamond Bronson on. They will be at Mount Carmel Church, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then at Juke House, 4 to 6 p.m. Now, don't just be showing up to Juke House empty-handed. Bring some canned goods. Of course, MLK Day weekend. Have a safe weekend. And make sure that you do some community work.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:25 on your time. It's a high of 42. Currently, it is only 35. So please make sure you bundle up in KC Mo. Well, in some recent news, Kaisen Nat has shared he's been on a completely different journey. And he's also been calling around and asking individuals like Jamie Foxx for some advice.
So my daughter be nervous about things and said, baby girl, you know what's on the other side of fear? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And when you see my daughter, I want you to ask her what's on the other side of fear. She said, my dad told me nothing. It's nothing to be afraid of. Mm-hmm. Think about all of the different things that you've been blessed with. It's just a natural progression.
Yeah.
You approach that just like you approach how you became who you are now, and just continue to progress.
Well, big shout out to Jamie and Kai. And the reason I say that for both of them is because Kai Sinat, this young popular streamer, he looks and appears that he has it all. But he also has been very candid to say that regardless if I have it all as far as money, doesn't mean that I am happy and content. And I also have self-doubt. And it doesn't matter what your status is, you going to have times where you second guess yourself and you get in your head. So if you're out there and just like Jamie said, you wondering what's on the side, what's on the other side? Is it fear? It's nothing. It's a matter of you feeling like, you know what? I don't care what anybody says about me. I don't care if they mad that I'm now in Lash Tech school and now I'm doing. Do you? If you feel led and inspired to do something, you got to get out of caring about what other people think. And I feel like that's the biggest fear that people have is, oh my goodness, what little so-and-so from my high school gonna think? Baby, you were 45. Go ahead and live your life. Other news, if you were interested, Finesse Two Times, the rapper, him and his girlfriend were unfortunately arrested in Texas on drug charges, including possession of controlled substances and possession of marijuana, and those are according to the police records. He has then since been released on bond, but the catch is not even the arrest. It's more so he's blaming Moneybagg Yo. If you've been on social media, you know he's been making a lot of comments about Ari, who is Moneybagg Yo's current girlfriend, and just going back and forth. Sounds like he's talking to himself, but he's saying that Moneybagg called them people on him.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Capricorn season. Happy birthday to those patient, resourceful, and overly self-critical Capricorns.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a major happy birthday to singer, songwriter, and actress. Happy birthday, Sade. Sending over a major birthday shout out to actress, dancer, choreographer, TV director, producer, and an overall icon. Happy birthday to Debbie Allen. Last but not least, a major happy heavenly birthday to actress, model, and the singer who was gone too soon. Happy heavenly birthday to Aaliyah.
Okay, D, let's take it home to the crib and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Nell Jenkins, Baby J Danielle, and Phil Campbell. Sending birthday love to Teresa Clark, Ikamba Hobby, and Erica Green. Happy birthday to Bae Bonnie, Tiffany Cooper, and Victoria Richardson. Sending birthday love to Natasha Nicole, Cheyenne Arshay, and LaTanya Elias. Happy birthday, D.A. Mogul and Nakisha Hargrove. Plus, sending birthday love to Ashley Warren and everybody else born on January 16th. Happy birthday, Capricorn. Celebrate
Hi.
Your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Carmen Nard. How you doing?
Hey, cousin. What's going on? I hope you heard your shout out earlier.
I did. I love y'all so much.
Love you too, Carmen. We love you so much that we want to check in on that check engine light. Is it on or off?
I don't want to check on no check engine light. I'm trying to sing.
Damn.
Oh, well, it's on.
Shut up, Brian. All right, go ahead and finish these lyrics for that that tablet.
Let me see you. Let me see you go.
Back, forth and forth. Back.
There you go, Carmen. You are getting that Amazon Fire HD 8 tablet now, cousin.
Thank you. Early birthday present.
Hey, happy birthday, Carmen. Hey, do you be singing the R. Kelly parts and Aaliyah back and forth?
Sometimes. It depends on my mood.
You should have whispered that.
No. All right, Carmen, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Ow.